Hello, and welcome to Bethlehem. I'm standing just outside the little town, but oh dear, it doesn't look very welcoming. In fact, there's a frightful 8-meter-high concrete wall right in front of me, and an armed checkpoint is its gate. It's been built to prevent Palestinian extremists from unleashing terror on Israeli citizens. It's a ghastly reminder of the hatreds which rage in the hearts of men. But I suppose things weren't so different when Joseph and Mary arrived here. Then there'd have been a Roman military presence, especially for the census. That's why Joseph would have been summoned here. The tension between Jews and Romans would have been just as great as that between the Jews and their neighbours today. Today, it's the suicide bombers who strike terror. Then it was King Herod. Within a few days of Jesus' birth, he was ordering the massacre of all the baby boys in Bethlehem. Things don't change too much, do they? So what happened when Joseph and Mary arrived here? The closer we look at the details in the Bible, the more intriguing they become. Joseph was returning to the village of his origin. That's why he'd been summoned here. He was a real live descendant of the great King David. The people of Bethlehem were so proud that David had been born here that they called their little town the City of David, even about 1,000 years after his death. So any descendant of David should receive a right warm welcome in the town. In the West, the Christmas story is presented as if Mary gave birth immediately on her arrival, and that Jesus was laid in a manger because there was no room in the inn. But Luke makes it quite clear that it was while they were there that the time came for her to be delivered. So she and Joseph would have had the time to make the necessary arrangements. The word inn has also created a mistaken impression. It's not the word that Luke uses to describe the inn of the Good Samaritan. That would have been an institution. No, Luke uses the very same word later in his gospel to describe the guest room which Jesus told his disciples to go and prepare for their Passover celebration. So once that's clear, events spring to life in an amazing way. Joseph and Mary were probably staying in the guest room of one of Joseph's relations. It would have been one of the humble dwellings of the time. There's several still to be seen here in Bethlehem. They often have only two rooms, one for guests and the other where their family live, sleep, and eat their meals. And adjoining that is a covered area where, in the past, the animals would have been kept. They'd be safe from being stolen, and their bodies would provide heat for the winter. And of course, there'd be a manger for their food. So when Mary's labour pains came on, she needed privacy. She would have had to move from the crowded guest chamber to the family room. If she gave birth in the guest chamber, no one there could stay any longer because of all the Jewish ritual laws of purity. And so it would have been in such surroundings that Jesus was born. And there would have been the manger in which he was laid. The family room would be cleared of men for the birth, but the village midwife and other women would probably have assisted Mary. Ordinary common people. But then it was such common people who later flocked to hear Jesus teach. The first to hear the news of the night's momentous happenings were the shepherds. They were low down the hill in the fields beneath the town. And they were low down in people's opinion of them too, close to the bottom, in fact. So when the angel announced that the long-awaited Messiah had just been born, they must have wondered how they'd ever get a chance to see him. Surely they'd be rejected if they tried to do so. Certainly so if he'd been born in Herod's palace. They needed a sign that all would be okay. And that's just what the angels gave them, a sign. They were told that they'd find the baby wrapped, which is what the peasants did for their babies, and that he'd be lying in a manger, just as they'd do for their own babies. This was really great news. In other words, they'd find him in a home just like theirs. they needn't worry about their reception. And so it was. When they saw the child, they related the night's events, and everyone was amazed. And the shepherds returned, praising God for all they'd heard and seen. It was just as the angel had predicted. There's no hint that the shepherds were horrified at the inadequacy of the baby's accommodation. If they had, they'd doubtless have offered their own homes to Joseph and Mary. No, the child had been born into a home just like theirs. Poor, yes, but typical of that of the poor people of the town. That was really good news. Here was a Messiah who could really identify with the likes even of them. And if he could identify with them, he can certainly identify with each one of us.